National Rural News.
Agriculture ministers will be asked next week to create an independent body to manage red fire ant. The South American pest is thought to have come to Australia on farming equipment back in 2001, and most recently a nest was discovered in June on the Sunshine Coast. I caught up with Invasive Species Council Chief Executive Andrew Cox to find out what the message is to ministers.
Look, I think it's important they get behind the eradication of red fire ants. It's going to be probably our last chance to eradicate these ants. It's going to cost a lot of money, $380 million over 10 years, but it's going to save all of Australia billions of dollars if we're successful. So we want to make sure the money is allocated for a revamped program and that there's improved oversight of the program, just to make sure we can see what's going on and there's some leadership from an independent body to oversee the program, and we want to make sure the program's more transparent. So they're the sort of things we'd like to see the agricultural minister sign off next Wednesday.
The management of the pest at the moment, how is it going? Is there a chance if it goes unchanged that it could be eradicated?
Look, it's clear from the independent review that was done last year that the resources available to the eradication program run by Biosecurity Queensland were insufficient. They were not treating the areas thoroughly enough. There wasn't enough surveillance going on. So they've recommended the boosted funding, which is what the agricultural ministers will be considered. So there's certainly been setbacks in the area. Affected by fire ants has been slowly spreading. That's not a good thing, but without the program, the ants would now cover vast areas of Australia. So it's a success of sorts, but we'd actually need to get rid of the ants entirely, and that's why the refocused efforts and the new resources are going to be essential.
Okay, can you tell me at the moment how big is the area that the fire ants are covering in Australia, and how big is the problem?
Well, we've managed to eradicate six other infestations along the coast near Queensland, one in Sydney as well, but there's one remaining. It's been there for 16 years. It now covers an area roughly about two times the size of the ACT government area, and so it's about 400,000 hectares or so. It's a big area. Millions of people live there. It's complex, and that's why it's important that people don't move material out of that area, the soil, mulch, even pot plants, and that also they report new sightings of fire ants. So it's a difficult thing, and if successful, this eradication effort will be the world's biggest for fire ants, but it's also Australia's second largest biosecurity response ever. So it's certainly not an easy thing, but it's really important.
Invasive Species Council Chief Executive Andrew Cox there, speaking on the management of red fire ant. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today and for this week. Don't forget, we are on Twitter. You can give us a follow at Nat Rural News. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a good afternoon and a great weekend.
This has been the National Rural News.